我们从十一章的里面看到了神的心情非常非常的复杂。
From chapter 11, we're able to see the emotion of God is extremely complex.
我们说到神的心情很复杂，不是说神的单纯受了什么损失。
Now, when we say that the emotion of God is complex here, it does not undermine any of God's purity.
而是因着人在他面前的那个光景，把神心思里面很复杂的那种感觉带了出来。
That is because the condition of God before man and that situation has brought about the complexity of the emotion of God.
一般说来，我们实在不够认识神的心情。
In general, we do not have a full understanding of the nature of God.
但是神常常做了一些事情，我们也没有办法不承认，我们不太明白。
And when we see that God has done certain things, we must confess, indeed, we do not fully understand.
我们在以色列人的身上也动神的那个感觉上的那个变化，我们就看出来。
Upon the Israelites here, in this situation, it has provoked the changes in God's emotions we're able to see here.
你说弃绝以色列人吗？
You say, does God forsake the Israelites?
如果在情理上面来说，绝对没人反对。
If by reason that is what God decided to do to forsake them, there's no objection at all.
但是你说真要把他们丢开吗？
But if you say truly, will God forsake them?
神心里面的感觉就是舍不得。
Now in the heart of God, his emotion is he is not willing to do so.
为什么会舍不得呢？
Why is God not willing to forsake them?
他们顶撞神到这样的一个地步。
The Israelites have rebelled to God to this degree.
他们背逆神到这样的一个地步。
And they have objected to God in this degree.
还保留他们在神面前干什么呢？
Why would God still keep them in his presence?
不住的野神的怒气还让他们在那里继续的这样愚昧下去。
They continue to provoke the anger of God. Would God allow for them to continue on foolishly?
如果从这一方面来看，以色列早就该给弃绝。
If we look at it from this angle, long ago would Israel have been forsaken?
但是你又看到在神的心思里不是这样想。
But we can also see in the heart of God, He does not think this way.
他总是盼望能把以色列挽回，还是尽力的把他挽回。
God is still very willing to have Israel be restored, and He will do His most to restore them.
甚至神明明知道他们不可能给挽回，神还是给他们留下机会。
Even to a point where God clearly knows they cannot be restored in this way, yet God still has given them a chance.
我们看到神借着何西俄在那里对他的百姓说话的时候，我们真看到这样复杂的感情上的变化。
And we can truly see the changes in the complexity of God's emotion as He uses Hosea to speak to the people of Israel here.
和感觉上的翻覆。
And we can see how God is turned about in His feelings.
尤其是我们看到第十一章以后。
Especially after we finish chapter 11.
神明明在那里就讲了。
God clearly says there.
如果我们没有抓紧神这样的一种心情。
Now, if we have not grabbed hold of this emotion of God,
而我们读这个十一章以后的这两章的话，就觉得很乱了。
After we read chapter 11 and these two chapters, we're very confused.
究竟神啊，你要说什么？
We will question God, what are you trying to say?
你究竟要叫以色列人听见你说什么呢？
In fact, what is it that you would want Israel to hear and listen to?
但是我们感谢我们的主。
But we praise and thank our Lord.
虽然以色列没有听从神的话，
Even though Israel did not obey the word of God,
但是我们今天读主话的人，我们却看见神的心情是怎样的对着人。
But for us who read the word of the Lord today, we can see how God's heart is toward us.
上次末了我们看到神已经定义要把以色列交出去了。
At the end of last time, we saw that God has will to hand over, give over Israel.
这个定规已经肯定下来。
Now this will has been determined.
但是立刻你看到神在那里宣告。
But immediately we can see God proclaiming.
我要把你们召聚回来。
I will gather you again.
我要叫你们回到我应许你们的地方。 住在你们自己的房屋。
I will do, once again gather you together so you can dwell once again together in your houses.
当神说了这些话的时候
，And after God spoke in these words,
他加上了那么一句
，He adds these words on.
这是耶和华说的。
Thus said of the Lord.
是别人说的。
If others say.
那这个话没有什么意义。
Then there's no much meaning in these words.
但是这是耶和华说的。
But thus said of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这就很。叫我们有感觉了。
Brothers and sisters, this gives us a lot of thought.
你就看到神心思里面是怎样的记挂着他的百姓。
We can see how much God is mindful of his people.
他是怎样记挂着他在人中间所选召出来的那一批人。
We're able to see how mindful and how God remembers the people whom he has called and chosen.
在以色列人的身上。
Upon the Israelites.
我们非常非常有把握的知道神没有办法忘掉这个是他所宣告的至实的国度。
With assurance and confidence, we're able to say that this is the chosen priesthood which God has proclaimed.
所以你看到神这样说话的时候
When God says it in this way,
你会有一个很清楚的了解
Very clearly we understand.
现在他们不能显明祭司的国度
Now they're not able to manifest that they are royal priesthood.
神就暂时把他们放弃
God temporarily forsakes them.
但是放弃的那个目的是为了要他们回转到祭司的国度的实际的里头。
Yet the purpose of God temporarily forsaking them is in order for them to return to the reality of being a royal priesthood.
当我们这样领会神的心思的时候
Now when we understand the heart of God
我们才会了解到神的感情在这里受伤到一个怎么的光景。
Then we'll come to realize the depth of the sorrow of God's heart here.
神尽管向以色列说了严厉的话。
Even though God has spoken very severe words to Israel.
以色列不理睬。
Yet Israel was not mindful at all.
转过来神向他们说那些满了怜爱的话。
Then God turns and speaks words of tender mercy to them.
他们也不领情。
Yet they also do not pay attention.
弟兄姊妹你叫神还要怎么做呢
Brothers and sisters, what else has God to do?
你让神再又说些什么话呢
What words, what more words can God say?
如果你说神要上以色列民再说话
Now you say God is to speak again to Israel.
神还有什么话可以说呢
What other words can God say?
要说的说尽了
He has spoken all the words possible.
但是以色列民就是一个不理会不理睬
But that's how Israel is. They did not pay attention and they were not mindful at all.
你看到十一章最末了的那两节。
So brothers and sisters, when we look at the end of chapter 11, the last two verses.
其实一整节就十二节。
And that is verse 12.
神就说出他里边的一种心思来了。
God tells us what is in his heart.
这不以法莲用谎话。以色列家用诡计围绕我。
Ephraim compassed me about with lies and the house of Israel with deceit.
神不知道以法莲是这个样子吗
Does God not know that Ephraim is like this?
神全知道。
He knows all.
神看得清清楚楚。
God sees very clearly.
明明看到这一批人对着神给他们的怜悯一点都不领情。
Very clearly, God knows that they do not pay any attention to the mercy which God shows them.
你越呼喊他，他就越跑开。
On the contrary, the more God calls to them, the more they backslide.
那就像十一章开头的时候主所说的。
That is what the Lord said at the beginning of chapter 11.
先知越发招呼他们，他们越发走开。
The more the prophets call unto them, the more that they will go away from them.
神全看到。
God sees all of this.
神在看到以色列是在这种光景的底下，神还没有忘记再留给他们多一次的机会。
Even under this condition, God has not forgotten to give them yet another chance.
但是叫神的心思很不愉快的，是看着以色列就想起犹大来。
Yet when God sees the condition of Israel in this way, it causes him to remember Judah.
何西阿先知是对以色列说话。
Now the prophet Hosea is speaking to Israel.
但是神的心不是单单看着以色列。
But God's heart is not only on Israel.
神的心也看着犹大。
God's heart is also on Judah.
犹大在那个时候光景还 没有到不可挽回的地步。
The condition of Judah at that time is not without atonement.
因为我们从第一章里头可以很清楚的看到犹大那个时候是谁做王呢？
Because very clearly we can see in chapter 1 who was the king that was reigning in Judah at that time.
弟兄姊妹还记得了？
Brothers and sisters, you still remember.
我们回过头来看看是谁在做王。
We can see in chapter 1 who was reigning at that time.
从西西家开始。
It was from Hezekiah.
倒过来你可看到。
If we go backwards, we can see.
是亚哈斯。
It is Ahaz.
是约坦。
It is Jotham.
是乌西亚。
And Uzziah.
那如果你按照这个次序来说，就是从乌西亚开始到西西家为止。
Therefore, from that order, you can see it began with Uzziah to Hezekiah.
那弟兄姊妹，你就看到当时的犹大的光景是怎样的呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, you can see then what is the condition of Judah at that time.
那我们先说这几个王，他们的那个结果就可以了解。
We can first focus on the result of those four kings, then we understand.
乌西亚本来还算是一个好王。
Now Uzziah was considered a good king.
但是结果就成了一个不好也不太坏的王。
But his result was he was not a good king, but not a bad king.
约坦是一个不过不实的王。
And same with Jotham, he was not good and not bad.
不过不实不是说准确哦。
Now when I put it in that way, not good or bad, it's not to be very completely accurate.
只是说
But it's only to say
好没有好到高处。
It's that he was not good to the best.
坏也没有坏到过界限。
And he was not bad.
还没有到界限。
And he did not reach the boundary of being too
bad. 是这个是叫不过不实。
And so that's why I say he is just average.
到了亚哈斯呢？
And when we get to Ahaz.
从开始到末了是一个坏蛋。
Even from the beginning to the end, he was a bad king.
那这个就不必说他了。
So we don't need to get into him.
然后连神的圣殿他都有胆量去封闭的。
He was even so bold to even close off, shut off the temple of God.
那是西西家接上来。
And then Hezekiah followed.
先是一个蛮不错的王。
First, he was a very good king.
结果却是显出一个不能说坏，但是确实软弱到一个地步，失掉了见证。
But at the end, we cannot say that he turned out to be bad, but he was so weak that he has lost his testimony.
那当何西阿先知上以下的发言的时候。
Therefore, when Hosea spoke to Israel,
犹大就是这种光景。
That is the condition of Judah.
那是当神在那里对以色列说话的时候。
So when God is speaking to Israel at that time,
他的心思里边还是记挂着犹大。
And his heart is still mindful of Judah.
他巴不得犹大能脱离那样的光景。
He was so willing for Judah to depart away from that condition.
但是我们看到何西俄先知说的话，你也看到神对犹大的担忧。
But when we see the word of Hosea, we can see the worry of God toward Judah.
我们中文圣经在这里翻到犹大那一部分，是有一点点不是把那个准确的意思翻了出来。
In the Chinese translation here, it is not very accurate on the condition of Judah here.
如果你看十二节
，If we look at verse 12,
以法莲是糟糕的。
That Ephraim was in trouble.
但是你看到犹大的时候，好像犹大还蛮不错的。
When we look at Judah, then say they're doing quite well.
因为那里说。
Because there is a,
犹大却靠神掌权，向圣者有忠心。
It says there, but Judah yet ruleth with God and is faithful with the saints.
那犹大还是算不错了。
Then that means Judah is doing quite well.
那弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
如果你一再一个翻译做神当时要说的话，那就。刚好把事情弄得有点迷糊了。
Yet, if we look at the other translation, then we're confused because it is not the same as what we just read.
我也不知道当年翻圣经的时候，那批弟兄翻到这里为什么会这样翻。
I really do not understand for the brethren when they translated the scriptures during that time they would translate it in this way.
啊，你不能说他们不知道，不是这个意思。
You cannot say they do not know that it does not mean this.
也许他们当时会想，现在是何西俄责备以色列。
Perhaps they're thinking that now is Hosea rebuking Israel.
所以根本神并不是说向犹大说话。
So God is not speaking to Judah.
是对犹大没有，也不需要在那个时候说责备的话。
Therefore, God is not needing to speak words of rebuke to Judah.
也许他们当时会有这个想法，所以才把这节经文翻成这个表达。
Now perhaps they thought that way. That's perhaps a reason why they translated in this way.
但是他们自己又知道，这样如果这样翻的话，恐怕也是不太妥当。
Yet they also realized if they were to translate it in this way, it's not very accurate.
所以你才看到他们有一个小注摆在跟着上来。
Therefore, we're able to see the little footnote there.
那里我们看那个小字。
We've looked at the footnote.
它的小字是这样说。
It says it in this way.
或作犹大上神，犹大上神，上神上诚实的圣者犹豫不定。
It translated to say that Judah toward God, to the faithful Holy One.Is not steadfast.
如果你回到那个四个王的那当时那个光景，就是何西俄先知说话的那个时候的犹大。
Now we look go back to the condition of Judah during that time, during the reign of those four kings when Hosea spoke. 你实在
看见犹大是犹豫不定。
Indeed, we see that condition of Judah; they are not steadfast.
你说不要神，他们还是要的。
You say they don't want God; no, they still do.
但是你说他们要神吗？他们看见有另外一些事情比神更重要。
If you say they want God, no, they also see other things that are more important than God.
比方乌西亚王来说。
For example, Uzziah.
为什么我不能到圣殿烧香？
Why is it I cannot go and burn incense in the
temple? 王我也就坐了。
I'm even the king.
宝座我坐上去了。
I can sit even on the throne.
烧香那么一件小事我不能做。
Why is it for such a minor detail of burning incense I cannot do?
我就是要做。
I insist on doing it.
弟兄姊妹，事情好像是小事。
Brothers and sisters, it seems like a minor detail.
但是越过神的权柄是大事，他不重视。
But it is a great thing because it surpassed the authority of God, and that is something that God is mindful of.
比方西西这样来说。
For example, of Hezekiah.
好好的一个王。
He was a very good king.
如果他不是后来的那些软弱和缺陷。
If it was not for his later shortcomings,
他在犹大的历史里边的地位就完全和现在有的记录大不一样。
Then his place in history of Judah is vastly different from what is recorded of him now.
但是神说你的时候到了。
But God says, your time is up.
他说我不甘心。
He says, no, I'm not willing.
我那么辛苦把犹大扭转过来。
I've labored so diligently
to turn Judah around. 那现在我就要去见你。
And now I must go see you.
我不甘心。
I'm not willing.
弟兄姊妹你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
他看。来到神的面前与神面对面，还不如他留在地上做犹大的王。
Even to him, the fact that he can come and see God face to face does not even compare to him reigning as king on earth in Judah.
就因着这一点点的软弱，就造成他把整个犹大的以后的日子所发生的变化。就负了一个很重的属灵的责任。
It was because of this little bit of weakness and shortcoming that he bore such a heavy responsibility in the upcoming days of Judah and their downfall.
所以我们对照了当时犹大的历史来看神说这个话的时候。
Therefore, when we look at these words and compare it to the condition of Judah when God speaks these words,
你看到犹大实在那里犹豫不定。
We can see indeed Judah was not steadfast at all during that period.
不单是从那历史上面是看到这个犹豫不定。
Not only from history, we can see they were not steadfast of
purpose. 在十二章的撒文里头。
But at the end of chapter 12,
你也看见神轻轻点了那么一下，还是点出这个光景出来。
You can see that God continues to point out this, and it is the same condition which God points out.
弟兄姊妹，你留一十二章的第二节。
Brothers and sisters, chapter 12, verse 2.
我先提这一节，待会看下去的时候，我再和弟兄姊妹看看。
I will mention this verse, and then later when we get into it, we'll look into it.
耶和华与犹大争辩。
The Lord have also controversy with Judah.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
耶和华和犹大争辩，争辩什么？
Now God has a controversy with Judah. What is it about?
有什么好争辩？
What is the controversy about?
弟兄姊妹，当我们了解当时历史的光景，
But brothers and sisters, when we pay attention to the condition,
也领会这个犹大犹豫不定的这样的实际，
And also understand the reality of Judah being not steadfast.
我们就体会神在那里说出我与犹大争辩。
Then we'll understand when God says, I have a controversy with Judah.
好，我们先不管这个争辩是怎什么回事。
Now we will not first, we will not pay attention to this controversy.
我们先回过头来看神对以色列的责备。
But we will first look into the rebuke of God toward Israel.
或者神把以色列的虚假指点明出来。
Or when God highlights and points out the deceit and lies of Israel.
神说以法莲是在那里用谎话 用诡计来围绕。
God says that Ephraim has compassed him with deceit and lies.
不是围绕以法莲自己。
It is not that Ephraim has surrounded themselves.
是以法莲用谎话诡诈来围绕神。
But that Ephraim has surrounded God with deceit and lies.
我们比较用明白的话来说就是说他们用诡计用谎话去应付神。
In other words, to be plain, they have used deceits and lies to appease God.
你说他们不要神吗？他们好像要。
You say that they do not want God. It seems like they do.
我们上次已经提过了。
We mentioned that last time.
你说他们真要神吗？从头到底他们就不要神。
You say that do they really want God? But no, from the beginning to end, they never wanted God. But with their lips, they desire God.
外表有一点点动作，好像表示。表明他们要。
Externally, they have a little bit of action that seems that they want God.
如果人要从看外面的动作和听外面的话语。
If man wants to look without from the lips and out surface and
action. 人也许也会说，哎呀，以色列在神的面前，他们真是寻求神哦。
Perhaps they might think, oh, Israel, they're seeking after God.
但是在神的眼中呢？
But in the sight of God.
神说，他们用诡计用谎话来围绕我。
God says that they have compassed me with deceit and lies.
神明明告诉以色列家。
God clearly tells the house of Israel.
这些应付神的动作你可以停止了。
You can cease all these actions that you're dealing with me.
你再做了也骗不了神了。
Even if you do more of this, you cannot lie to God.
但是许多时候。
But many a time,
人就是喜欢这样骗骗自己，也骗骗别人。
This is how men like to deceive themselves and deceive others.
他们以为可以骗骗自己，也骗骗自己的良心，也就同时可以骗骗神。
Man thinks that we can deceive ourselves, deceive our conscience, and at the same time deceive others and God.
神在这里明明告诉他说，你白做了。
God clearly tells them you're doing this in vain.
到十二章的时候就明点出了你骗人骗己又骗神。
In chapter 12, God clearly points out the fact they deceive themselves, others, and God.
我们待会看下去，你就看到神怎么明明的把他们拨开，放在神的光的里头。
Later on, we can clearly see how God has revealed them and put them under the light of God.
那所以到了十二章。
So, in chapter 12.
那神就说了。
God says,
以法莲。
Ephraim.
你可以用诡计用谎话来围绕我。
You can surround me with your lies and deceit.
你可以用诡计来骗骗人。
You can use your deceits to deceive others.
但神说。
But God says,
没有用处。
It is useless.
因为你们所做的一切
Because all that you do,
我们去看看神怎么说话就知道了
We can see what God says, then we know
以法莲吃风
Ephraim feeds on wind
且追赶东风
And follow after the east wind
这就是神给他们的结论
This is the conclusion God gives them
这就是神说出他们以为用谎话和诡诈来围绕神就可以应付神的那一个事实的回应。
And this is what God says of them surrounding God with deceits and lies and dealing with God in that way. And this is the response God gives to them.
弟兄姊妹，你吃过风没有？
Brothers and sisters, have we ever fed on wind?
我们都吃过风。
We all have fed on wind before.
特别是冬天的时候。
Especially in the winter.
刮起风来的时候，你一张口，那个风就进去了。你不要吃的也吃了。
Especially in the winter time when there's a breeze, the wind comes. If we open our mouth, even if we don't want to, we swallow and eat it up.
但是你把风吃进去的时候，你有什么感觉？
But after we eat, swallow the wind, how do we feel?
饱了。
Do we feel, oh, we're full? No.
是闷了。
Oh, but then we get,
难过
了。It's hard to take.
因为那一阵冷空气进到你里边去的时候，本来你还温暖的身子，却好像给冻了一下了。
It seems like when we take in that breeze, when we're warm, now we have to chills.
弟兄姊妹们，神说你在吃风。
Brothers and sisters, God says that they are feeding on wind.
不单是空的。
Not only is it empty.
并且是叫你并不是那么舒服的。
But it also will cause you discomfort.
你追赶东风。
And you're chasing after the east wind, brothers and sisters.
狗追尾巴我们见过。
Now we see how the dog chase against their own tail.
它追来追去是追不上的。
And no matter how they should try to catch their own tail, they cannot.
它是看见那个尾巴在那里。
They see their own tails.
它以为那个尾巴是别人的东西。
They think that the tail belongs to someone else.
它就追尾巴咯。
And so they're chasing after their own tail.
追来追去被尾巴还是在那里。
And no matter how they chase, it's still there. They cannot chase after and get it.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
追风呢
？What about chasing after the wind？
简直是无聊。
It is just pointless。
狗追尾巴还能看到一个影子。
Now even as the dog is chasing after its own tail, they can see the shadow。
你要追风的话，连影子都没有的给你看。
Now even if we're chasing after wind, we can't even see anything。
弟兄姊妹，你看到神的话说的。清楚不清楚
Brothers and sisters, you can see how clear the word of God is.
以法莲以为他们所做的有办法把神应付过来。
Ephraim thinks what they're doing are able to handle God.
有办法把人骗了过来。
They're able to deceive others.
但神说
But God said,
一切都是虚空的。
It is all empty.
因为虚假的东西从来没有变成真实的。
Because that which is false will never turn into what is real.
说的顶好听的话也都是假的。
Even if you put it as nicely as possible, they are still false.
所以主说，有以法莲怎么做，他们只不过是增加强暴和那个虚谎。
Therefore, God says, no matter what they do, the more they do, they daily increase lies and desolation.
不单是在神面前做的是虚谎。
Not only what they do before God,
连在人面前做的也没有。实际
But even what they do before man is useless.
那特别他在这里提到他们当时以色列的光景。
Especially here, God points out their condition at that time.
我们上次已经提了。
We mentioned last time.
他的地理环境正是夹在两强的当中。
In geography, they are between two powers.
所以他们在外交上面都要应付这两个强国。
Therefore, politically, they have to deal with these two strong nations.
好像我要拉拢这一个打这一个。
It seems like I have to ally with this to fight against the other.
我也要跟这个讨好来保护我自己，不受这个来欺负。
Or I have to please this nation so I can protect myself so the other nation will not take advantage of me.
这是当时他们的那个外交的那个策略。
And this is their foreign policy at that time.
那这种策略如果是运用的成功啊，也实在是一个很有内涵的思想。
Now, of course, if they were very successful in this foreign policy, then they have a lot of credit and substance to them.
但是很可惜的是什么呢？
But what is sad?
以色列的靠山不是埃及，也不是亚述。
The power which Israel should trust in and rely on should not be Egypt or Assyria.
以色列的靠山是神自己。
But the power which Israel should rely on is God himself.
并且神成为他们的靠山，是神用立约的方式来交到他们手上的。
And the fact that God is their trust, it is sealed by covenant which God has handed over to them.
但是他们忘记他们的靠山。
Yet they have forgotten who their trust is in.
却把他的靠山放在人手可以影响的那些人事物的身上。
And they place their own trust in what is visible by man, that man can be the influence.
他们当以色列当时 无论在对神或是对人，他们以为他们都很有办法，仍能维持着我们这一个稳定的局面。
At that time, Israel, whether toward God or to man, they think they have their own way and they're successful, that they can have their position secure at that time.
但是有果效吗？
But is it fruitful?
我们读了列王记的时候，我们就知道了。
When we read Kings, we know.
但是外面的那个情形好像是没有很紧迫的那个威胁。
At that time, externally, it does not seem like it's very urgent.
但是自己本身就搞得一塌糊涂。
But they themselves within were a mess.
我们不是一再说了，他在那三四十年当中，他们换了几个王朝。
We said repeatedly, during that few decades, they've changed over, have many kings.
最短命的王朝一年都不到，半年都不到。
Even the shortest reign was not even half a year.
那政治的局面是弄得那样的动荡的。
Now, that was how shaky the political situation was at that time.
是谁说你吃风，你在追风？
So God says, you feed on wind and you chase after the wind.
弟兄姊妹们，我们从这些话里头。
From these words.
你看到神心里头的那个难受。
You can see the sorrow in the heart of God.
如果神只是单单也只有公义，
If God only had righteousness,
神只有权柄能力和圣洁，
If God only had power, holiness and authority,
那么对付像以色列的这样的百姓，那神是很干脆的。
And then for God to deal with people such as Israel, it is very clear and dry.
你不对怎么拿开吗？
If you're wrong, then I take you away.
但是神不是只有圣洁和公义。
But God is not only holy and righteous.
神也是一个怜悯和一个同情人的神。
At the same time, God is also merciful and compassionate.
他爱他所拣选的人就爱到底。
He loves those whom he has chosen and he loves his own to the end.
这两个不一样的性情就叫神是常常好像现在一个非常非常难过的那个心境里。
Now these two nature of God then seems to many a times put God in this situation that he is limited.
我们有的时候真的是很不领会神为什么还那样记挂着以色列。
Indeed, many a times we don't understand why is God still mindful of Israel.
我们说如果我是神的话，以色列早给我一脚踢到半天去了，
Now, 半
天以外去了。
We say that if we were God, long ago we have kicked Israel far away from us.
就是好在我们不是神。
And it is good that we are not God.
如果我们是神的话，全世界都遭殃。
Now otherwise, then it will be trouble and woe to the whole world.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
所以当神说到这里的时候，你就看到了，神就把他的性情更深一步的显露出来了。
Therefore, when we reach this point, we can see even more of the nature of God manifested.
如果我们不了解神的性情的话，你没办法知道神在这里接上去说的那句话是什么意思。
Now, if we do not grasp the nature of God, then we cannot follow on when God continues with these words.
这边在那里揭开以色列的那个虚假。
On the one hand, he reveals to us the feign, the falsehood of Israel.
突然冒出一句这样的话来。
And then God would follow with these words.
耶和华要与犹大争辩。
That God has a controversy with Judah.
我们首先说争辩什么？
Then we question, what does God have a controversy with?
你如果从争辩的这一个词来说啊。
If we have this word, this debate or controversy,
你就很难下结论。
Then it's hard for us to have a conclusion.
所有的争辩都一定是有一方特别的好强。
In all fights and arguments, there's always a stronger side, stronger party.
如果双方面当中有一方面不好强的话，就没有争辩。
Now, in these two parties, if there's not a party that wants to win over, then there's no controversy at all.
两个都好强才会争辩。
It's because they're both winning, wanting to win and have the right to win.
其中一方更强烈的、更强的话，那个争辩就永远不停止的。
If there is a stronger party, then that controversy will never end.
那现在我们不管神和犹大争辩什么。
Now, let us not be mindful first of what they're having a controversy over.
我们就是从争辩这一个词上面来看，神跟犹大当中发生什么事。
Even from this term itself, this argument, what are they fighting over between God and Judah?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
如果我们不领会神的性情，我们没办法了解神说我要与犹大争辩。
If we do not understand the nature of God, there's no way for us to understand what is God having a controversy with Judah about.
那如果介绍上文，我们就稍微有点了解。
If we follow the text before, then we somewhat have understanding.
上文说犹大犹疑不定。
God says that Judah was not steadfast.
神就在那里跟他争辩。
Then God is debating with them, arguing with them.
叫他们不能犹疑不可以犹疑不定。
And argues with them, you cannot be this way to be not steadfast.
像什么呢？
Like what?
像以利亚在加密山上和巴利先知在那里对抗的时候。
It is just as the picture of Elijah when he was fighting over with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel.
以利亚对以色列的百姓说的那个话。
The words of Elijah to the people of Israel.
你们要心思两意到什么时候呢？
How long will you be double-minded?
如果耶和华是神，你们就单独的去敬畏敬拜耶和华神。
If Jehovah be the Lord God, then you serve him alone.
如果巴利是神的话，你们就去跟随巴利好了。
If Baal be God, then you go and follow and worship Baal.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是以利亚当时跟以色列民的那个争辩的内容。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the content of the debate, the argument of Elijah and the people at that time.
现在神说犹大你犹豫不定。
Now God says to Judah, you are unsteadfast.
我要与犹大争辩。
And so I have a controversy with you.
你就绝对有理由相信神要争辩的就是争辩这一个。
Absolutely, you have reason to believe this is the debate that God has with Judah.
如果耶和华是神。
If the Lord God is God.
你们就要侍奉耶和华神。
Then you must serve the Lord God.
如果巴利是神。
If Baal is God.
你就放弃耶和华去跟随巴利。
Then forsake the Lord God and follow Baal.
那这是我们哪犹大和以色列的历史来看这个问题。
Now we're using the history of Israel and Judah to look at this issue.
但是你回到神的性情这一方面呢？
But if we return to the nature of God,
你会很容易想起一件事。
Very easily we'll think of one thing.
在创世纪第六章。
That is in Genesis chapter 6.
那里就说到。
There it says,
地上的人就有很多的残暴。
There was great violence on the earth.
因此神就在那里说了那么一些话。
And this is what God said.
人既属乎血气。
Since man is of the flesh,
我的灵就不永远住在他们里面了。
My spirit should not always strive with them.
这是中文的翻译。
And that is the Chinese translation.
我们读创世纪的时候，我们也指出过了。
When we read Genesis, we have pointed it out.
这个翻译上面也是有一点点的不太准确。
In the Chinese translation, it's somewhat not accurate.
因为如果那个翻译是对的话，那引起很多一个很严重的真理的问题。
Because if that translation is accurate, then it will bring forth a lot of controversy with the truth.
第一就是那神跟那当时的属血气的人争辩面对的时候神还住在他们里面。
So does that mean when God is even facing those of the flesh, does that mean the Spirit of God is still dwelling in them in the Chinese translation?
这是第一个疑问。
That is the first question.
第二个疑问。
And the second question.
那些人既然属乎血气。
If those people
神说我就永远不住在他里面。
If God says I will never forever dwell in them.
那这些属血气的人还有没有机会悔改？
Now then, these of the flesh, do they have a chance still to repent?
神还会不会给他们有可能得拯救？
Will God still allow for them to be saved?
这是第二个疑问。
That is the second question.
还有没有再引起疑问呢？
Is there more questions to come about?
还是有。
There are still more.
我不扯得那么远。
But I won't go that far.
我们回过头来要看。
But we have to turn back and see.
当时神说，我的灵就不永远住在他里面了。
When God says those words in the Chinese translation, my spirit shall not always abide with them.
那实在神是怎么说的？
But in fact, what is God indeed saying?
如果我们领会了神当时宣告的这一个事实，我们就领会这里。
If we notice the fact when God was saying those words in Genesis chapter 6, then we understand the words here when God has a controversy with Judah. Because these two things in principle are the same.
原来第六章，创世纪第六章那里，那个准确的翻译应该是这样。
In Genesis chapter 6, the accurate translation should be this way.
我们从前读创世纪的时候已经提过了。
Before when we read Genesis, we already mentioned it.
人既变成肉体。
Since man has become flesh.
并不是说人既属乎血气，不是，人既变成肉体。
It is not that since man is of the flesh, but that man became flesh.
人既成了肉体。
But man became flesh.
不是属乎血气那么轻，那么轻微。
It is not as light as the fact that they are of the flesh and blood.
他们实实在在成了肉体。
But the fact is now they have become flesh.
我就不和他们再争辩了。
Then I shall not strive with them anymore.
就是这个争辩了。
And that is the same here.
对不对？我们就要问了。
Then we must ask brothers and sisters.
当时神和挪亚以前的人争辩是怎么一回事？
When God was striving with the people before Noah, what was that all about?
感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
当时人是越来越败坏。
That was man was being more and more corrupt.
神没有做下太多的记录。
God did not give us
too much recording. 说到当时神做了什么事。
It tells us what God did.
但是神是说出他和他们争辩。
It did not tell us too much, but God says he strove with them.
一直等到他们无可救药了。
Until a point, it was, they cannot be
redeemed anymore. 神说我就不给他们再争辩了。
God says, I will not strive with them anymore.
那不争辩就怎么样呢？
So if God does not strive, then what?
叫他们毁灭吧。
So they have to be destroyed.
全毁灭吗？
Would they be all destroyed?
神不甘心。
God is not willing.
那不甘心就不毁灭了。
And so if he's not willing, then they would not be destroyed.
毁灭又不行。
But they must be destroyed.
毁灭又不甘心。
And yet he's not willing.
毁灭又不行。
But he cannot but do so.
那神那你就继续争辩下去了。
Then God can continue to strive with them.
神也不争辩了。
God no longer strove with them.
不争辩了。
God says no more striving.
争辩他们也不听了。
Because even if I strove with them, they would not listen.
那就怎样呢？
What did God do?
用罗马书上的话来说，就任凭他了。
God used the words, if we use the words in Romans, God gave them up.
但是就这样任凭吗？
Would God just give them up in this way? No.
神任凭就是任凭他们不要神。
God gave them up and allowed for them not to want God.
但是神却要处理那一个光景。
Yet God still need to deal with the condition, that situation.
神不能让这些从撒旦出来的那些事物充满在这个地。
God cannot allow for these things that are from Satan to fill the land.
所以神要毁灭当时的那个地。
So God must destroy the land of that time.
但是神看到挪亚。
But God saw Noah.
神就告诉挪亚。
And God tells Noah.
你造一个方舟。
Build an ark.
保存你的一家
and preserve your family
和那些要保存下来的牲畜
and all the living beasts that are to be kept
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
当我们回到创世纪的那一段的历史
when we go back to that part of history
我们领会到神要与人相争争什么
then we realize when God is striving with man what is he striving with man about
要把他们扭转带回神的
It is that God will turn them about so to bring them once again back into the light of God.
现在提到犹，因着以色列就提到犹大。
Now, because of Israel, God mentions Judah.
以色列已经没救了。
Now, Israel is helpless.
因为再过三十多年就要被掳了。
Because in about a couple of decades, they will be in captivity.
但是犹大还是可以给挽回。
But Judah can still be atoned.
我就要和他争辩。
So I must strive with them.
我就要挽回他们。
So I must have them
reconciled. 我就要把他们保存在神的那个 荣耀的旨意里了。
So that they can be kept in the glorious will of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们看到这里的时候。
When we see this point.
你了解到。已经了解到神心情的那个复杂了。
We're able to see then the complexity in the heart of God.
你看神为难不为难。
Do you see, is God troubled or not?
真的是很为难。
Yes, he is troubled.
为什么我又突然提到这一个呢?
Why do I point this out again?
弟兄姊妹，如果你不摸到神的那个心里头为难的那种光景。
Brothers and sisters, if we're not able to touch the trouble in God's heart at this time.
你就会觉得当时何西俄先知说出神的话来是语无伦次了。
Then we would feel the words of Hosea here is just with, it doesn't make sense.
因为我们读到这里的时候
Because when we read this part,
你再往下读你看到又好像转了弯了那些说话。
When we read on, we think God is changing angles again.
又转到另外的一些事情上去了。
And he's taking a turn to another matter.
如果你不是整个的掌握的那整段话的所表达的神的意思。
If we're not able to grasp the whole passage and what God is trying to tell us.
你真的不知道神在这里说这个话干什么。
Then we're really confused and don't know what God is trying to say.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
当你了解了神的那个心情。
When we're able to see the heart of God here.
你就很清楚地看见在这里神说了这个就带出这个，因着这一个又返回原来要说的那种心思。
We see that God is saying point one, and then he goes to point two because of that, and then he goes back to point one because of his heart.
你就看到真有意思了。
Then we see this is very meaningful.
那现在神说我要跟犹大争辩。
God says I have controversy with Judah.
但是你跟犹大争辩会能解决以色列的问题吗
？But God, if you're striving with Judah, would that solve the difficulty with Israel?
那当然是两回事了。
This is two different matters.
向犹大争辩是要保存犹大。
When you are striving with Judah, in order to keep them.
保存犹大跟以色列脱离当时的那一个结果是完全是另外的一件事。
When you're trying to preserve Judah, it is completely another matter than trying to save Israel at that time.
是到了十二章，你从十一章开始，你就看到神在说话的时候，把犹大和以色列的这两个不同的光景都混在一起来说了。
So we're able to see starting from chapter 11 when God speaks, He's mixing the two conditions of Israel and Judah together when He speaks.
那现在我又要点那个标点的问题出来了。
Now I have to again point out this matter of standard.
第二节说的耶和华与犹大争辩。
Verse 2 says, the Lord have also controversy with Judah.
如果你没有掌握到神当时说话的那一个背景和神的那一个感觉。
If we have yet to grasp the background of that situation at the time and the feeling of God in this time,
你很难体会到这里这几句话怎么能调在一起。
Then it is hard for us to understand how can these words here be mixed together.
耶和华与犹大争辩。
The Lord have also controversy with Judah.
你照雅各所行的惩罚他。
And will punish Jacob according to his ways.
我们就要问了。
Then we have to ask.
惩罚他惩罚谁?
To punish. Punish who?
是惩罚犹大还是惩罚雅各?
To punish Judah or to punish Jacob?
你怎么说?你都读不下去。
When we read on, there's no way we can understand this.
你说惩罚雅各老雅各老早就死掉了。
You say punish Jacob, he has been dead for a long time.
你说是惩罚犹大。
If you say punish Judah,
但是犹大又不是雅各。
But you say Judah is not Jacob.
你说不是雅各不是犹大那应该是以色列了。
You say if it's not Judah, not Jacob, then God must be speaking about Israel.
因为雅各跟以色列是同一个对象，但是是不同的表达嘛。
Because you say Jacob and Israel is the same person, but they're called by different names.
但是你要这样看的话
，But if you want to see it in this way,
那只是北边那十个支派的以色列就是以法莲。
Then that is the 10 northern tribes, and that is Ephraim.
那犹大包括不包括进去呢?
Then does Judah, is Judah included in that, those 10 tribes?
你很难把犹大包括进去。
It's hard for us to include Judah at the same time.
说弟兄姊妹，我们感谢我们的主。
So brothers and sisters, we thank our Lord.
旧约的百姓，他们能不能 领会以何西俄先知当时说的话，我们不知道。
We don't know the people of the Old Testament, are they to fully understand the word of Hosea at the time? We do not know.
按原则来说，他们可以知道。But
by principle, they are able to know.
因为神当时是这样对他们说话，神也定然是借着神的灵让他们领会。
Since God is speaking to them at that time, I'm sure by the Spirit of God, they're able to understand.
虽然在旧约的时候,圣灵并不像在新约的时候那样的明显和完整。
Even though the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the Old Covenant is different from the New Covenant where it is so complete and so evident.
但神在做工的时候,神的灵定会也在那里显出他的功用。
But as God is working, assuredly He will manifest His function.
而我们今天在新约里头的人对认识神的事情是好像是很不太困难的一件事。For
us in the New Covenant, it seems like for us to understand the work of God is not as difficult.
为什么不困难?
Why is it not difficult?
你要是找一个没有信主的人, 你要他来读神的话, 他两句就把圣经扔掉了。
If you're getting an unbeliever to read the word of God, after a few sentences, they'll throw it away.
但是我们读神的话的时候，却读得津津有味。
But when we read the word of God, we find it very flavorful.
你是为什么?
Why do we say that?
弟兄姊妹，不为什么。
It's not for other any other reason.
因为就是因为主有应许。It
is because the Lord has promised.
主应许把圣灵赐给我们,
God has promised to give us the Holy Spirit.
要借着圣灵领我们进入真理,
so that the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth.
神也应许我们把赐人智慧和启示的灵给我们,
God has also promised to give us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
让我们里面的眼睛明亮, 可以明白, so that 神要向我们说的,
so that our eyes within can be illuminated so that we can understand what God is trying to say.
但是不管当年旧约的人,他们对神的话语领会到一个什么的程度。
But no matter how much the people of the Old Covenant knew, understood of the Word of God.
若是你没有抓到神当时说话的心情,
now, if we're not able to grasp the heart of God as He spoke these words,
你很难从字句里边看到神究竟说什么。
It is very hard for us to see from the letter of the Word what God is trying to say.
那我们细细往下读,多读一大段的时候, 我们就懂了。
Now, if we read on and read a bigger passage, then we will understand.
所以我常常提醒弟兄姊妹们, 读圣经不要断章取义。
So I remind brothers and sisters, many a times when we read the Bible, we cannot just take the verse out of context.
用另外的一个话来说,就说, 读圣经,
therefore, in other words, when we read the Bible, we have to pay attention to the whole passage, the
prefect
and the
context.
If we look at the passage as a whole, we can see that more completely in what the passage is telling us.
但是我们从比照雅各所行的惩罚他这句话开始念完底下的那一段,
now, if we read starting with these words, and will punish Jacob according to his ways, and read on,
你就看到了神是在那里说话的那个内容又转上了对以色列的警告了。
Then we can see the content of words of God again has shifted back to Israel to give them a warning.
对以法莲的警告了。
It is a warning to Ephraim.
但是 神也不明明指着以法莲,
but God did not clearly point to Ephraim and say,
你看他真有意思,
now this is very meaningful.
神一下就把他们带到他们祖宗雅各的历史里头去,
so God brings them to their forefather Jacob,
让他们从他们祖宗雅各的身上所发生的历史来了解他们的道路和他们的结局。
So that from the history of the forefather, they're able to see and understand their way and their end.
那我们来注意了。
Let's pay attention.
那如果我们看到这样的一个 转折的地方。
Now we see this turning point here.
你就看到那个我比照雅各的那所行的惩罚他，这里的雅各有双重的意思。
Then we can see when God says we will punish Jacob according to his ways, there's a double meaning to Jacob here.
一个就是字面上所说的雅各。
One, it is Jacob by the letter of the word.
就是雅各那个人。
That is Jacob himself.
就是当年的那个雅各。
That is Jacob in those days.
另外的一个意思呢,
and another meaning of Jacob,
就是借助这个雅各来指导当时的以法莲,
that is, according to this Jacob, he is speaking to Ephraim of that time. Because later on we see this passage, God is saying, speaking to Ephraim.
那好了,弟兄姊妹们,现在你知道了。
Now, brothers and sisters, then we know.
在亚伯渡口,
that is when he was crossing the river, the Jabbok.
神不是给雅各一个新的名字吗?
And at that place, God gave Jacob a new name.
那个名字就叫以色列吗?
And he is called Israel.
从今以后,你就不要再叫雅各了。
Now you will not be called Jacob anymore.
因为你做雅各已经做得够了。
Because you have been Jacob long enough.
你再做雅各呢,对你非常非常的...
It is not good for you to continue on being Jacob.
那不叫雅各叫什么?
So if you're not called Jacob, what are you called?
叫以色列。
You're called Israel.
为什么要叫以色列呢?
Why are you called Israel from now on?
我们就知道了,以色列就是神的王子的意思。
We know that Israel means the Prince of God.
因为你现在神要把你升格作为神的王子了。
Because now God has exalted you to be the Prince of God.
既然你做了神的王子,
and now, since you're the Prince of God,
你还要叫雅各干什么?
Then why do you still want to be called Jacob?
雅各什么意思呢?
What does Jacob mean?
我们读创世纪的时候,我们都知道,
when we read Genesis, we know.
雅各就是抓,
Jacob means grass, supplanter.
什么都拼命去抓,
and so no matter what, he will try to grab hold of and grasp, to use his own hands to take hold of.
所以他就叫做雅各,
so he is called Jacob.
我们看底下,神就从雅各这个抓开始说雅各的历史。
And so from this Jacob grabbing, then God will use that to tell us the history of Jacob.
字面是说雅各的历史。
On the letter of the word, it's giving us the history of Jacob.
实际是在那里指出当时以色列的处境。
But in fact, it's pointing to us the condition of Israel at that time.
那但是我们要注意的是这个。
But this is what we need to pay attention to.
如果我们看到神现在是借着雅各来向以色列说话。
Now we see that God is speaking about Jacob to Israel.
你看,以色列又回到叫着雅各,这一个退后。 是说出一件什么回事啊?
Then we can see the backsliding of Israel back to Jacob and what that is all about.
不是明明告诉以法莲说,你又回到雅各的那个光景去了。
It's not that clearly telling Ephraim your condition now has back to the condition of Jacob.
你靠自己的聪明的那种光景去了。
You're going back to your old condition of relying on your own intelligence.
去追求你个人的满足的光景去了。
You're backsliding to back to the condition where you want to satisfy your own lust.
弟兄姊妹,你看看这一段话。
Brothers and sisters, if you look at these words,
你就看到神说这一段话的那个目的在那里。
Then we can see what is the purpose of God saying these words.
是借助雅各的历史来赚以法莲,就是以色列北边的这一个
That is through the history of Jacob to speak to Ephraim, these 10 tribes of the northern kingdom, to understand their own condition at that time.
所以神说,
so God says,
你们做的是虚空的,
what you're doing is empty.
犹大那一边我还要争取他,
I will still gain Judah.
如果你们两个都不听话,
but if you both are disobedient,
现在犹大还听话,
now Judah is still somewhat obeying.
但是你已经是不听话了,
but you have ceased to listen.
如果一天犹大跟你一样,
if Judah will be like you one day,
弟兄姊妹们, 你用这个意思来接上去, 那就一点了。 困扰都没有了。
Then, brothers and sisters, if we follow that train of thought and continue on, we have no difficulty.
我就照着雅各所行的去惩罚。
Then I will punish Jacob according to his ways.
按他所做的去报应他。
According to his doings, will he recompense him?
那雅各怎么样呢？
Now, what about Jacob?
他说，他出生的时候抓住哥哥的脚。
This is what Jacob did. When he was born, he took his brother by the heel.
壮年的时候与神对抗。
And by his strength, he had power with God.
并且对抗到一个地步，他好像叫神也拿他没有办法。
Yeah, he had power over the angel and prevailed. Seems like God had no way with him.
但是并不是真的如此。
But that's not the true condition.
因为一到了一到了那个亚伯渡口。
Now, because at the Jabbok,
雅各的本相就完全是露出来了。
Then the nature of Jacob was manifested.
创世纪没有说他哭。
In Genesis, it did not say he wept.
但是创世纪记载雅各那个时候是心乱如麻。
But at that time, when Genesis records the condition of Jacob, he was very confused and he was helpless.
弟兄姊妹们一定能记得当时的那个事情。
Brothers and sisters, you still remember that condition.
从到了亚伯渡口前开始，他就一直在那里用他的小聪明在那里怎么去应付以扫。
Because before he reached Jabbok, then he was continuing to using his mind to think about what way does he have to handle with and face Esau.
他那个小聪明在巴旦亚兰的时候把拉班和他的舅子们啊对付得服服帖帖。
And he was able to use his own wisdom to deal very successfully against his uncle Laban in Padan Aram.
但是现在来应付以扫的时候。
But now when he's facing Esau,
这些小聪明所出来的东西叫他平安吗？
Then all the wisdom, his own schemes, would that give him peace?
叫他没有重担吗？
Would he be without burden?
我们读创世纪的时候你很清楚的留意的。
When we read Genesis, clearly we see.
那他的重担没有设
下。He was not able to lay aside his burden.
他的苦恼没有过去。
He still had sorrow.
虽然他的小聪明还是有他最后的办法。
Now even though with his own wisdom, he had his way at the end.
现在分成两大队。
And so I'll divide it into two groups.
前队和后队。
And the first band and the second band.
又把大队分成小队。
And then I'll break up the bigger band to smaller band.
听说哥哥带着400人来。
And so I hear my brother has 400 men with him.
哥哥400人来欢迎他的。
And so it is the 400 men coming to welcome him.
他们以为他哥哥就来找他麻烦。
And he thought his brother had 400 men to come against him.
结果他这个小聪明安排出来的。
And so when he used his own way to make all these small groups,
他就想了。
Then he thought,
如果以扫击杀前队，我还有后队。
And if he killed the first group, I still have the second group.
我现在把它分成十队。
And so now if I break it into 10 groups,
他打掉了我九队，我还有一队。
And so even if 9 groups were killed, I still have one left.
他还在想着这个东西。
And he's still thinking of more ways and schemes.
平安不平安？
Does he have any peace?
不平安。
No.
所以主说。
So the Lord says,
我要照着他所做的报应他。
I will recompense him according to his doings.
虽然他是有小聪明
and even though he has his own wisdom,
他是有很好认为自己很可靠
and he thought he was very trustworthy,
但是他就是在一个极度的不平安的底下
but when he was at the utmost of having no peace,
虽然他不肯在神面前服侍了
even though he would not submit to God,
但是他没有平安
but he had no peace,
他背着重担
and he was heavy laden,
在创世纪没有说他经过这许许多多的苦恼在那里哭。
In Genesis, it did not record for us that he had gone through all these sorrows and he wept.
但是何西俄在这里仗着圣灵的提示就说雅各在那个时候哭了。
But here under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Hosea records, he wept.
为什么哭呢?
Now why did he weep?
他感觉自己一点办法都没有了。
Oh, because he felt he was helpless.
他自己的办法用尽了。
And he used all his own schemes.
那既然用尽办法还没有路怎么办呢?
So now he used all his ways and there's still no escape.
这个时候才来求告神。
It was at this time he made supplication unto God.
弟兄姊妹我们是在看到。
Brothers and sisters, indeed.
创世纪没有记载这一他哭在神面前哭。
In Genesis, it did not record he wept before God.
但是创世纪里头记载一个事实。
But in Genesis, it records this fact.
经过了亚伯渡口。
It was through Jabbok.
经过了那个平如伊勒
It was past Peniel.
雅各就成了两个人
Then he became another person.
从前所说想的是他自己
What he was mindful of before was himself.
过了约旦河以后他就会想到神
After he crossed the river, then he was mindful of God. 虽然
不是完全的想到神
Even though he was not completely mindful of God.
但是已经开始会想到神了
But at least he began to be mindful of God.
为什么会有那个转变呢?
Now, why is this transformation?
创世纪没有说。
In Genesis, it did not say.
何西阿说了。
But in Hosea, it says,
他在那里哭一恳求。
He wept and made supplication unto God.
他在那里知道。
There he knew.
我如果有什么的话。
If I have anything,
那都是神的怜悯。
It is all because of the mercy of God.
都是神的扶持。
It is all because of the support of God.
我不敢再我不能也不再敢多靠自己了。
I dare not trust more in myself.
那个时候的雅各只能说我不再多靠自己了。
Jacob can only say I cannot trust too much in myself.
不过我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
从那个时候开始。
From that point on.
他不敢多靠自己慢慢的就给主带到不靠自己。
The more he did not trust in himself and less until a point he dare not trust in himself anymore.
这是以后的事。
And that's later on.
不过现在神就用雅各的历史来对以法莲说话。
But here God is using the history of Jacob to speak to Ephraim.
那当他会的这样来转过来寻求神的时候。
Now when Jacob is able to turn around and make supplication to God.
他就在伯特利遇见神了。
Then Jacob found God in Bethel.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你注意啊。
Pay attention.
你千万不要把这里在伯特利遇见神看作他去巴大亚兰那天晚上在路斯遇见神的那件事瞄在一起。
Now do not mix the event where he was on his way to Padan-Aram when he met God and Luz.
是两件事。
It is two different events.
虽然那一天晚上那个地方后来叫伯特利但是当时还不叫伯特利。
Even though that place later on was called Bethel, at that time it was still not called Bethel.
那个地方叫做 Luz.
That place was called Luz.
那是雅各把他改的名字叫伯特利。
It was Jacob who named the place Bethel.
但是他正确的成为伯特利。
But for it to truly become the place of Bethel,
雅各从巴旦亚兰回来以后
It was after Jacob returned from Padan-Aram
那弟兄姊妹们如果你记得他的那个历史的话
Brothers and sisters, if you remember that history
你晓得他跟他哥哥离别了以后
You saw that after he met Esau and then he departed away from Esau
他还骗了以扫他
He still lied to Esau
你先回去
Oh, you go home first
我孩子年幼
my children are still young
羊群又娇嫩
and my flock is weak and weary
我都慢慢走
I will go slowly
我就会走到你那里
I will go to where you are
你先回去吧
you go home first
他真的跟着去以扫那里吗
Now, did he really follow to go where he
thought 看见他把以扫支开了
Now, evidently he's just trying to tell Esau to go off
他是多依靠神但是还是有一点点在使用他的小聪明。
He is learning to trust in God more, but he's still relying on his own wisdom.
那结果他就跑到世间了。
And so, later on, he left and went to Shechem.
他在那里不错在世间他也筑坛来求告神。
Yes, in Shechem, he also built an altar to call unto God.
但是他对神所许的愿
But the vow which he made to God,
他似乎是忘掉了。
It seems like he has forgotten.
是神让他在世间出事。
And so God allowed for these things to happen.
然后神就告诉他。
And then God told him.
你上伯特利去。
Go to Bethel.
那是雅各就到伯特利了。
And then Jacob went to Bethel.
他在那里就筑一个坛。
Then there he built an altar.
求告神。
And he called upon God.
明明确确在那里说这个伯特利。
And then he clearly said, now it is Bethel.
伯特利的神。
It is El Bethel.
神的伯特利。
It is El Bethel.
然后呢在这里又立了一根柱子。
And then he built another pillar.
很多弟兄姊妹都晓得雅各一生里头立了四根柱子。
Now many we know that Jacob built four pillars when in his life.
但是如果你真的看上去的话，他在同一个地方立了两根柱子。
But he at the same place he built two pillars.
头一次在那里立的时候，那个地方还叫做路斯。
Now at the first time when he built the pillar there, it was still called Luz.
现在立了呢，那个地方叫伯特利了。
And so now after he built the altar there again, then it was called Bethel.
是在这一个时候，就是这里所说的遇见神了，耶和华了。
And that is what is saying here at Bethel, he found God.
啊，遇见耶和华神了。
He found God in Bethel.
所以，你回到创世纪里头去看看那一小段的历史，你就看到这里的那个意思。
So, brothers and sisters, when we go back to the history in Genesis, then we understand the passage here.
那以色列人知道不知道这个历史呢？
Does the Israelites know of this history?
当然应该知道。
Of course, they should know.
啊，他们不知道怎么可以呢？
They must know.
啊，就像我们中国人，你说不知道有王帝的，那是怎么可以呢？
It's just like for the Chinese, how do we not know about 王帝？
当然，你怎么知道王帝是另外一回事，你知道有王帝是一件事。
Of course, it's how much we know about the Yellow Emperor is one thing, but it's what we must know of him.
神说了这样的一件事。
God says this thing.
啊，然后就说了。
And then he says.
说什么呢？
What did God say?
耶和华万军之神在那里晓谕我们以色列人。
And there he spoke with us.
晓谕什么呢？
What did God say to us?
耶和华是他可纪念的名字。
Even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial.
神叫着耶和华，这一个名字是可纪念的名字。
The name of God is Jehovah, and the Lord God is His memorial.
这一个可纪念的名字。
This name of God, that is a memorial.
到了摩西在旷野的时候，以色列人全忘掉了。
When Moses and Israel was in the wilderness, they completely forgot about it.
当然，这个事情是在以法莲的历史以前很久以前的事了。
Of course, this is far long ago from the history of Ephraim here.
但是神首先把他自己启示给他的百姓的，在伯特利向雅各说话的时候。
But it was first God manifested himself to Israel in Bethel.
说出耶和华这个名字是可纪念的名字。
And spoke of the fact that the name the Lord God is to be remembered.
你不可以忘记的。
You cannot forget.
你应当常常纪念他的。
You must always remember him.
为什么这个名字是可纪念的呢？
Why is his name to be remembered?
因为他在你们的身上倾倒了慈爱和怜悯。
Because upon you is poured forth his grace and mercy.
显明了他那不后悔的拣选。
And has manifest that his calling is without repentance.
并且显明了他时刻的扶持和引领。
And has manifested the fact that he always supports you and guides you.
那这个说这个话只是说到伯特利的那一天为止。
When it speaks these words, it only speaks that day in Bethel.
但是如果说这个话说这个名字说到伯特利为止，那从伯特利一直到现在以色列快要被掳以前这一段的时间呢？
But if it was only on that day in Bethel, then from that day on to this point when Israel is about to be in captivity.
神在以色列人身上所做的是做了多少呢？
How much work have God done upon Israel themselves?
你要回过头来看神在我们身上做过什么工。
When we reflect upon ourselves throughout our life, how much work God
has done. 你再回过头来看看自己的那个本相。
And when we look at our own nature.
配不配神这样在我身上来做工？
Are we worthy of God doing so much work on us?
你得到那个结论一定是。
Then the conclusion we come up with
must be. 我们这些都是不配的。
We are all those who are unworthy.
神越过我们的配。
Yet God has overcome our unworthiness.
在我们身上倾倒了数算不完的恩典怜悯。
And has poured out upon us numberless His grace, mercy, and love.
为什么？
Why?
因为他的名字叫做耶和华。
It is because His name is the Lord God.
耶和华的意思就是自由拥有。
And the Lord God means the all-sufficient one.
耶和华的意思就是我是现在的神。
And Jehovah God is that great I am.
我不但是现在的神。
Not only I am who I am.
我现在就是你的神。
But I am also your God.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
何西俄把神借助以色列的历史向 以色列民说出神的名字的时候。
When God tells Israel and speaks them, reminds them of his name.
神就说了。
God says,
这个是可纪念的名。
This is a name to be remembered.
这个是可纪念的名。
The Lord is his memorial.
那就怎样呢?
Then what?
你们当归向我。
Therefore, turn thou to thy God.
你们当归向你的神。
You must turn to God.
用敬畏的心来等候他。
And use a fearing heart to wait for him.
谨守仁爱公平常常等候。
Keep mercy and judgment and wait on thy God continually.
不要再转到人面前去求帮助了。
Do not turn to man to cry out for help.
不要再依靠自己的所以为有的了。
Do not trust what you think you have.
你要留意到神和你的关系。
You must pay attention to your relationship with God.
从十一章那里我们说。
And we say,
神说以色列年幼的时候我爱他。
God says, I have loved Israel in their youth.
我要从埃及造出我的儿子。
And I call my son out of Egypt.
现在神说。
God says now.
耶和华是他可纪念的名。
The Lord is his memorial.
所以你当归向你的神。
Therefore, turn thou to thy God.
你要用一个准确的心思和态度来等候你的神。
You must use the right attitude and heart to await for your God. 不
是只是一瞬间的等候。
Not only in a moment.
是长长的等候。
But continually to wait for God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当你从神说这一段话的字句的里边而进到神的心思里。
When you see the letter of the word here and enter into the heart of God,
你领会的。
Then we'll understand.
神当时难过的心情。
The sorrow that is in God's heart.
你也领会到。
Then you understand.
神那可爱的、宝贵的、荣耀的那一个性情。
We can see that preciousness and how adorable and how glorious that nature of God is.
他是这样来纪念。他所拣选的人。
And this is how God remembers those whom he has chosen.
他宁愿他自己受许多的委屈。
He rather suffer much himself.
但是他不甘心看见属他的人走迷了路。
But he is not willing at all for those who belong to him to go astray.
这是当以色列还剩下二三三四十年就要被掳。的时间当中，身上他们说的话。
This is about 40 years left before Israel will go into captivity, and the words he has for them.
神一直不甘心放弃他的百姓。
God is continually not willing to forsake his people.
如今神不甘心放弃他的教会。
Just as today, God is not willing to forsake his church.
当年神还暂时放弃他的百姓。
In those days, God will temporarily forsake his people.
但是如今我们绝对的有把握知道，神不甘心放弃他的教会。
But today we absolutely are confident that God is not willing at all to forsake his church.
那因此当教会现在落到那么荒凉的，那么的好像受压的光景里的时候。
Therefore, even as the church is in such great desolation, even to a point that it seems to be oppressed,
我们能看到神不放弃他的教会。
We see that God still does not let us go.
我们能不转回到神面前。
Can we not?
来让他显明他的心思、意念、智慧、能力和权柄。
Can we not turn back to God so that he can manifest his mind, his thought, his wisdom, power, and authority? We must ask the Lord to deliver us from the vanity that is visible. And we must ask the Lord to deliver for us this feeling that we deceive ourselves.
只是回到神的性情来，抓牢神的应许。
And only return to the nature of God to grab onto him according to his promise.
但愿神当日借着何西俄向以色列人说的话 今天成了神对我们所说的活的话。
May the words which God spoke through Hosea to the people of Israel today will become living words to us.
我想我们今天晚上交通就停在这。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.